Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you know what today is?
Have you got any idea?
Today is National All or Nothing Day.
All or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Well, let's think about that.
Think positive, think positive.
Right. Well, let's get this show on the road then, shall we?
All or nothing, guys. All or nothing all day today. 110%. All or nothing. You're all in or you ain't in?
I guess I'm in.
Okay. Well,
I'm out.
I just can't commit 100%. I get it. Guys, I got some people to tell you about today. I'm going to be telling you about Brandi McCumber and Tamara Bain.
Okay.
You're going, who are they? Well, there's no reason you should know them, but I do want to tell you about them because it is a great story.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm going to be telling you about that. We're going to go all or nothing because it's all or nothing day. All in. A-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L, all in, man.
Yeah? Are we all in going to buy a lottery ticket?
You better believe we're going to buy a lottery ticket. $810 million. Think about the cash payout on that.
Man.
That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
I got to get me a lottery ticket.
Again, not the biggest ever. The biggest ever was down in South Carolina a few years ago when one ticket, no sharing, just it was like it was $1.8 billion or $1.2 billion. I can't remember which one. That was the largest prize ever.
I got to tell you, even a cool million sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. It's like James Gregg used to say. People talk about how it just gets real big. I don't care how big it is. One damn million, I'm in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me have it.
I was out. Take a shot.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Rise and shine. It's 6 past 6, and it's already Tuesday.
Whoop, whoop.
3 more days to the weekend. Hey, I want to tell you about Brandi McCumber and Tamara Bain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They deserve recognition, and I'm about to give it to them.
Ooh, good story. All right.
They are from Iowa, and they're currently on a road trip together. Just a little summer road trip. They thought it'd be fun to take. And they're doing it for a reason. They had a plan. Before they left on vacation, they started a Venmo page for the tips they were going to leave when they were traveling around the country, because their goal was to go around the country leaving large tips.
Nice.
For servers. So last week, they left one server $205 on a $53 bill. Prior to that, they left $530 on a $35 tab, $1,000 on a $41 bill, and $985 on a $52 tab. And they say, we're just out on a road trip, and we're tired of the negativity, and we've both been waitresses, so we're going to hit the road and see how much better we can make it.
That is too cool.
Good for them.
How about Brandi and Tamara?
Round of applause.
Just rocking it, man.
Out there getting some food and leaving some big tips.
I want to so bad. I'm telling you. I'm going to go. 10 people. We're going to have a big meal, and then we're going to at least tip the bill. At least.
I got to tell you, I've said it before. We've all said it collectively. If we won the lottery, I would do that all the time.
I know. If I just had a constant flow of cash, I would just keep taking care of people.
Well, let me tell you about somebody else. Now, you may recognize the name, especially you, Chase. His name is Todd Graves. Now, Todd is the founder and president of Raising Cane's restaurant chain.
Big salute to him.
Well, he went out the other day and bought 50,000 Mega Millions tickets for all of his employees. He says, as soon as we heard how big this jackpot was, we couldn't miss out on the chance to win the Mega Millions jackpot and share it with the crew. None of what we do at Canes would be possible without this crew, which is why we're always looking for ways to get a little extra fun in the mix. And if we're lucky, it's going to be a surprise on Wednesday morning.
Wow. Oh,
very cool.
Company giving back.
Now, did he give each individual employee one, or is he holding them all to see who wins?
I don't know how they've arranged to do it, whether it's a collective split or whether each person was issued X number of lottery tickets.
Can you imagine keeping up with 50,000 lottery tickets?
Yeah.
Who's going to take those all and scan them?
Your assistant, yeah. Can you check these on Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If somebody does win, somebody's life is about to change big.
Yep.
$810 million, the jackpot.
Yep.
$810 million, people.
I'm at least going to buy five tickets.
You got to do it. You got to just get the quick pick, whatever. And don't worry about picking numbers unless it's just something they do it for fun. It's totally random. Just get the quick pick.
Mm-hmm.
Get the quick pick. But today, we're going to pick some numbers.
We are. Yeah, we are.
We're all going to pick some numbers. And then collectively, I mean.
Yeah.
We're going to collect numbers. Individual numbers. And see what happens. And we'll go buy the ticket later.
And I'll at least buy, if we get a couple numbers, I'll buy a ticket with all the numbers on it, too. We're winning big. I can feel it.
I'm already dreaming about what I can do with it. It's a cash payout. It's got to go with $500 million.
$40.
Look forward to getting that.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy.
December warming up your hands.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:22. Little tip for you. This is science. Science
tells us
this. If you want to beat the heat, start going commando. Eliminate the underwear.
Like all the time?
Yeah, in the summer. In obvious reasons, you eliminate a layer. So, it's also good for your health, too. So, yeah, eliminate the underwear for a while.
No, I'm good. I like my underwear.
You can't do that?
No. I got to have two pairs a day.
Speaking of underwear, I was washing my underwear last night.
Cool.
And, I was kind of washing up stuff from the trip and everything. And guys, I'm telling you, I don't know what is going on at all, but I somehow, and I know this sounds weird, but I somehow think that my place is haunted somehow.
Oh, man.
And here's why. I write off sounds to neighbors. That's neighbor. It's a neighbor making a racket. It's a neighbor moving a table.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neighbor dropping something.
Neighbor bowling.
Dog. Whatever. But sometimes I see like shadows or, stuff like that. And a couple of nights ago, I get up in the morning. Of course, we get up at 0:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in the kitchen and I have a trash can that has a lid on it. Okay?
Yeah.
So I go in there and sitting on top of the trash can, of the closed trash can, is a red Solo cup. Now, I use Solo cups, but I've never, ever, 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 ever set one on top of a trash can. If I'm going to throw it away, I'm going to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sitting right in the top middle of the trash can.
Okay, so sounds like to me you have a ghost that likes to clean.
No.
Now that's not a problem.
Is it near the edge of a counter, like most trash cans are?
Not close enough for that. Not what you're thinking.
Like I thought maybe you would set it on there. You know, because sometimes I'll have it put the new trash bag in or whatever, and I'll set trash on the edge of the counter.
You know how you do things, though, and you're like, that's not like me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. This is not like me. I just, it's not something that I would do.
This happened yesterday, right?
A couple days.
Okay, well, look, something weird has been happening to me as well. I didn't spring this on you, but I need to tell you. Yesterday, I had a water bottle, and I was drinking it. I was working where all my computers were. I got done, got up, took the water bottle, went into the kitchen, sat it down. Went and grabbed my wife something since she had surgery, couldn't do it. Come back in, gone. Nowhere to be found. I've yet to find the water bottle.
Is this just a regular water bottle, or is this a bottle that you've bought to refill?
A regular water bottle.
Okay.
Gone. Disappeared like from the residence. Like yes, gone.
You have cats, though.
But was it'd be empty? On the floor. No, it had water in it. Did you think they drank it and threw it away?
Cat was thirsty.
They were playing with it, maybe. Yeah. I have things disappear, and then I find them in my son's room. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I live alone, so nobody's there to do it except for me.
It was me. I came in and moved that solo cup.
Did you?
Email your management and ask if it's haunted.
Someone die here?
They got to tell you.
Forgot to tell you about the murder. But no, I don't know. It's just weird, and I see shadows and all this kind of stuff, and I'm sure there's an explanation. But when that red solo cup was like, wait a minute, I didn't do that. I would not sit a solo cup in the center to the top of a closed trash can.
Was it the solo cup facing up or upside down?
It was sitting the way it should be, empty, just sitting there.
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway. That's weird.
If this was a dream, I'd tell you, you probably need to fill your cup more.
It wasn't a dream. It was real. I got up that morning, came into the kitchen. When I walked around the corner of the counter, I'm like, it's the first thing caught my eye. What in the world is that doing there?
And normally when stuff like that happens, it's almost like, okay, something's not right here. That's the first thing I noticed, and it's so different that I know I didn't do it. I don't know.
And it couldn't have been maintenance, like doing something in there while I was gone, because this happened between the time I went to bed and the time I got up.
You know what? You need to walk into your apartment today, and first thing you need to go is, all right, fight me! Where are you?
Okay, I'll do that.
I wonder if you slept walk, Dale, or
it could be.
Or something happened in your sleep. You were so sleepy you don't remember.
Maybe I went and got a drink of water or something, and then just put the... thinking the trash can was open and put the cup down in it. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
But it's always interesting to think, well, what if that's not what happened?
Exactly.
You know, if you want me to, I'll come over. We can bless that apartment.
You going to sage it for me?
Well, I ain't got to sage it. I just walk in there in the name and blood of Jesus, all right? We're just going to wash it away.
All right, I'll set an appointment with you.
Take all right, sounds good.
Hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. So, we were discussing this in the studio, and we thought we should read some of these on the air. So, without further ado, Annie set it up, and we'll be standing by with a comment.
We're going to play a new game today. It's called, Is It Creepy?
Creepy.
Because it is.
Yeah.
I know somebody who is from here locally, but does not live here anymore. A beautiful girl who takes pictures and is a super model.
She's French. I didn't know that.
Anyways, so I follow her on Facebook, and she posts up some very, very attractive photos of her and things like lingerie and bathing suits. And she's got quite a following. And so I show the boys most of the time, like the comments. I'll go through and say, oh, y'all, check this out.
Yeah.
So we decided to share those with you today.
And we're just playing a game, is the comment creepy, right?
Right. So basically, we can all judge it, or I can really judge it.
And these are all dudes making comments about the photos.
Every single one of them are dudes. Most of them dudes with one of those from the chin up profile photos.
Yeah.
Real skis. Anyways, what does the caption of this photo say? It's there at the top.
It says... Your thoughts are seeds that you plant. May your positive thoughts significantly outweigh the negative ones.
So that's the caption she put on her photo.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, so hit me with some comments.
You go first.
No, these are all actual comments.
Every single one of them, individual comments, yes.
She has got the look in this photo. Very nicely done.
She's got the look. I don't know. That one's...
I think it's all right.
That's an all right comment.
It's okay. You're good.
I think it's okay.
How about this one? Words of wisdom from a beautiful goddess. Ugh. And I love that swimsuit. Ugh. Looks very sexy on you.
That was good, Dale.
I'm cringing.
So, yeah, creepy.
I'd have to say. I love planting seeds.
That's not what she meant. That's not what she meant. No.
You've helped my thoughts become consistently more positive.
Now, see, that's good for him because it's bringing him up.
Yeah, his thoughts are on the rise. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Stop. I get it.
You give me positive thoughts right immediately.
His grammar's great.
Right immediately.
Right immediately. I'm staying at attention. Oh gosh!
Just let's revisit her comment. Her caption under the picture is: "Your thoughts are seeds that you plant. May your positive thoughts significantly outweigh the negative ones." And now, another comment:
"My thoughts about you could grow a forest." Are you a nymph or a fairy?
God, it's little woodland nice. Creatures.
Nice.
God bless.
That's how you get all the ladies at Comic-Con.
Yeah. I just want to take a brief moment to let any creepy dude who comments like that on the internet know, no lady is like, ooh, yeah, thanks for that comment, yeah. Buddy.
No.
Also, you have no chance. No chance.
Like zero.
None.
There's probably about a 60-40 on here. 60 are creepy, 40. They're kind of like, you know, yeah, you're good looking.
Were you paying a compliment or still being creepy just in a polite way?
Yes, in today's world, we need all the positive thoughts we can get, love. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong
with
that.
I'll rate that on the non-creepy scale.
Okay. And in the opposite vein,
I try, but my thoughts go into the gutter. When I see a hot blonde.
Right back to 1923.
I skipped one because I couldn't wait to read that one.
Yeah, okay, I got it, yeah. God, I so love you and your many, many presentations.
Oh, how many presentations.
Then there's the ever-present, will you marry me?
Murray. I'm trying to say, I think most of these are all right.
I wonder how many of these guys are, quote, family men.
Got a one word one coming up next. Go.
Yummy.
Oh, my skin's crawling.
Wait, you mean tell me, Annie, if a guy comes up to you and says, yummy.
I'm like, what part? Where?
You should say, I got food on me?
Is there a plate of fries somewhere?
Yes, if so, please let me know.
I am not the snack, sir.
As Lizzo says, I'm the whole meal.
Gosh.
Skipping down one.
Still gorge, you fine lady.
Now that gorge. Is unbelievably creepy.
Y'all, thank you so much for this.
I will plant my seed in your garden. Now that one's bad.
The nymph for the fairy. Is the one for me.
A nymph for a fairy.
Yummy.
Yeah, that's a great one too, isn't it?
Yummy.
Oh, I need a bath.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden.
Like I said, a lot of hands-on learning and gives them a little bit of insight into possible medical field or athletic training or sports med kind of professions before they actually get to the college setting. First and foremost, I love being in the classroom, and my kids know I love them and care about them. So I want to give a shout out to all the teachers. My wife is a math teacher, and so just for all of us fighting the good fight and everybody that's supportive of us and supportive of public education.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't say thank you enough for everything that you guys are trying to do and everything that people in my life are trying to do to help make, you know, my job and kind of my life passion better.
And if you want to help Jason with his wish list, just go to our stories on Facebook or Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf. And if you want to nominate a teacher or be featured with your Amazon wish list, just go to our Facebook page.
Way up in the mountains, 4,000 feet high.
Look, I bet country look good on you.
Shawty.
You.
Shawty.
It sure do, Dale. Sure do.
It's shawty.
Shawty.
We just ruined the end of the song for somebody.
Or made it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go with that option. Well, the Mega Millions jackpot is $810 million.
I need some.
The cash payout on that is $470 million. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to save the, you know, between 50 and 80 million of that for taxes.
Twice.
But here's what we're going to do. We'll need five regular numbers.
Right.
Between 1 and 70.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll need one Mega Ball number between 1 and 25.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you, the listeners, are picking the Wake Up of the Wolf show's winning numbers.
But if we win, we're gonna totes buy you breakfast or something.
Yeah, we'll send you some biscuit, Bill. We're going to go down 1 through 6 in order that the calls are received.
Okay.
I'm going to take the numbers as they come in. Each caller will pick one number. The first five callers will pick a number between 1 and 70. The next caller will pick the Mega Ball 1 through 25.
Okay.
So I'm nervous.
If you have a lucky number, give it to us. If you just pull one, then that's fine too.
Yeah, say your number, then we'll move on to the next person. We're get the next one.
So let's do that right now. We'll talk. We'll do it in order from 1 through caller 6. 680 Wolf, give us your numbers. See if we can win that Mega Millions jackpot. Who's excited? Who's ready to win $810 million?
Me.
Yeah.
Cash option, $470 million. The Mega Millions jackpot, it's like now the second or third highest jackpot ever. We're taking five balls, 1 through 70. Then the Mega Ball number, a number between 1 and 25. These are the numbers we gathered. We'll repeat them after, but if you want to play these numbers, here we go. Starting with the five balls in the Mega Millions jackpot tonight.
40. 57.
26.
22.
I would say 7. That's my lucky number.
And now for the Mega Ball number.
11.
There we go. So to repeat, the numbers are 40. 57, 26, 22, 7, and the Mega Ball, 11.
Note, these are not the actual winning numbers at the moment, but they will be tonight because we're thankful for our listeners to give us the heads up.
You know,
these are the numbers you picked.
I'm sitting here looking through past winners, and I just don't understand why we have to be like a tell state. Like, why is it anybody else's
can't you
business?
Keep it quiet, yeah.
Because you know what the first thing's going to happen?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to say, hey, you slipped me about $30.
Hey, remember that time back in high school I helped you out with that question on math?
Yeah. Yeah, I really could use some help on my foreclosure now.
Spare a million.
Yeah.
I mean, you want 800.
I mean, Aunt Susie needs back surgery. Ain't you going to help us with that now that you're rich?
No, I'll help Aunt Susie, but...
You know my trailer blew up. I had a meth lab in it.
Oh, man. I just need my toenails clipped one good time. Could you send me to the nail salon?
Jeez.
Yummy. I heard one of them pedicures good for that.
Hey, Aunt Annie, can you slip me $100 on Venmo? I got to put some gas in my
car. I got Cash App.
Yeah.
I got Cash App.
You got Cash App. Yeah. You can mail it.
PayPal it to me, pal. It's not a problem.
Here are your numbers again. If you want to play these numbers, these are the numbers you guys picked. 40, 57, 26, 22, 7, and the Mega Ball is 11.
And if tomorrow you join us on this fine program and Dale or one of us is not here, you know one of us has won.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something. If I win that money, that list of people who can kiss my...
Okay, good.
Will be issued.
He will Fred Flintstone out of this building.
Hey, man, my wife doesn't left me. My dog doesn't run off. I mean, I just need a little cash to get myself up and going again. You throw me about a meal.
I got cash, yeah. Venmo, too.
She looks so pretty when the makeup on. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. If you want to get on the birthday list, go to 931wolfcountry.com or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook at 931 The Wolf. And also don't forget, if you happen to hit us up on one of those two social media websites, check out our story and go help out a teacher in need.
Yeah,
we got Jason Smith's link up there right now. Now, celebrating today, first on the list, I'm going to mess up your last name more than likely, but I'm going to try my hardest. Ward Patillo of Burlington is 50 today. The big 5-0, and your work team wants to wish you a very happy birthday.
Aww. Nice.
Happy birthday to you, Ward. Jennifer Covington of Denton is celebrating, along with Tracy Hester of Walkertown. Christine Thomas of Winston-Salem. My friend Michaela Curry of Greensboro. Happy birthday, boo. Jennifer Agee of Kernersville. Pam Tilly of Burlington. Tabitha Randall of Winston-Salem. And Bradley Mayer of Lexington. You guys share your birthday with a huge list of A-list celebrities, including Sandra Bullock, who is 58 today. Kate Beckinsale is 49.
He sure is.
say yummy to her.
Yummy.
Ugh. Jason Statham. There we
yeah.
go.
Statham. Yeah.
Statham is 55.
And you know what? I'll throw it real quick. I saw an interview with him. You know, he's always in such great shape in these movies he's in. Somebody asked him on an interview once, "Do you stay in that kind of shape whenever you're not doing a movie?" He's went, "No."
He probably Absolutely gets fat not. In between. I love it. Helen Mirren is 77. Chris Harrison. Well, this says one, so I'm going to assume, I think it was maybe 51, was Chris Harrison.
Back up with just one second.
First birthday.
Yes.
How old was Helen Mirren?
77.
And still looks fantastic.
That's money for you, honey.
She is beautiful, man.
Mick Jagger is 79, Taylor Momsen is 29, and Kevin Spacey is 63 today.
63.
Hmm.
I thought he was a little older than that.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale, it's Annie, it's Chase, it's 807. Vacation Bible School. A lot of those going on.
Oh, man.
Every church has the Vacation Bible School. Some of them start up real early, right after school's out. Others do it midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
And the list of them is endless. There's so many churches in the area, and they all do VBS. And Annie has gotten her son into a couple of these.
Yeah. So our preschool up the street from our house was Frank's preschool last year, and saw that they were doing Vacation Bible School. I saw it last minute, was still able to sign him up. Cool. 6 to 8 p.m.?
What? Burning the midnight oil.
Now, it is past Frank's bedtime, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I want him to get to know Jesus better. But second of all, free child care for 2 hours.
Mama needs a break.
4 nights a week, 5 nights a week.
What is Frank's bedtime?
He lays down about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then at some point, he'll fall asleep. We let him lay down, watch TV, drink his milk, and he'll fall asleep at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways... So I'm super stoked because he went to that. He did a pretty good job. One night he had a little issue, but it had been a long week. And that's what all the staff members out there were saying. Hey, all the kids are kind of like this today. Don't worry about it, Mom. But he had a good time. So I thought, okay, great. He starts at this new preschool, The Crossing. He starts there in August. They're right up the street from us too, and I saw that they're having the VBS, so I signed them up for it. I'm like, oh, great opportunity. You can meet some kids maybe your age that are probably going to go to preschool here too.
Hi-ya!
Right. So I'm jazzing him up for it all day yesterday. Can't wait to take him to vacation Bible school. Me and Daddy going to have a couple hours ourselves to do whatever we want. I've been craving a cereal. I was like, we're going to go to Walmart Neighborhood Market. We're going to get the cereal. We'll get a couple snacks. We'll go home and enjoy it by ourselves. Hot dog. So we get to the preschool, and Frank's hesitant, which it tends to happen. We walk in, everybody's trying to be super nice, and, you know, like four or five people have walked up to Frank at this point, and one guy had this giant koala thing he was wearing, and the other guy was like, hey, Frank, help me with my cane, or whatever, just trying to be polite. I think it freaked him out more, because it was like all these tall, huge people he doesn't know.
Like an overload.
Yeah. So he was freaked out. So I was like, all right, we'll just go in this big room where that.
Did he have a meltdown?
Where the activities are going to start, we'll go in this big room. Me and Daddy will hang out for a minute, let you get acquainted. Because normally, you let him kind of get to feel for it. He'll be like, bye, peace out, Mom and Dad. I'm having a great time. So we sat there, and we sat there, and we sat there. Mm-hmm. And the music started, and the Vacation Bible School started, and Frank wanted nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
So no hot dog.
No hot dog. We left. And they're like, oh, why are you leaving? And we're like, because he doesn't want to be here. And nobody has swept him away and said, hey, come play with us. Here's a bunch of people you're at. Nothing. Nobody. So I was a little frustrated with that. But at the end of the day, my kid didn't want to go. Danny and I are strong believers. We're not going to force our child to do something we don't want to do. We were both shy children. My mother forced me into things, and I was wildly uncomfortable in situations like that. We weren't going to do it to our kid. So, no, we don't get our break this week. Super heartbroken over it.
All right.
But I really wanted to make friends. But, you know, it's like, for me, besides him going and learning about Jesus and making friends and enjoying these opportunities, because Vacation Bible School is very theater of the mind, very fun. They had a nice setup there. At the same time, Mama wants a break.
Mm-hmm.
Free child care. That's time for me and Danny to go, like, on a date.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have to worry about asking someone to babysit. Like, we go on a date.
We know what you're
working
about.
On child two, baby.
We know what you're
y'all are disgusting,
about.
Number one.
No, we're not.
Anyways, my free time is ruined this week.
New music. T-Rett and Riley Green. Half of me.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
A big thank you to the people who called in and gave us their Mega Million numbers for tonight, for the Wake Up the Wolf Show numbers, which I hope win the $810 million. Now, your chances are 1 in 302 million, just in case.
Those numbers are 40, 57, 26, 22, 7, and the Mega Ball 11.
And you guys picked this, so I'm feeling lucky about that. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
My wife gets on to me every now and then that I happen to, what's the word, chew loudly?
Uh-oh, mm-hmm. Smack any food and stuff like that?
And I don't even know it. It doesn't happen all the time. But a new study by Oxford University reveals that people who chew with their mouth open, they say scientists say eating with your mouth open enhances the taste of food and allows flavorful compounds to reach your nose and stimulate your brain.
And that's got to be true because it's
tire.
Oh, gosh.
Tire. Tire.
And Dale.
It's silent.
I was going to say, and what's Dale's version? Annie messaged me yesterday and told me about this. I don't know how well it's going to go, given the fact that it's already stressed me out enough, but yet we play it every single day.
I hope you did your research to explain how this works.
I know you did.
I didn't, but I will.
No. So, we all have played Wordle in this room. Mm-hmm. And online, you get one chance a day to guess the word in Wordle. Now, Hasbro is coming out with Wordle the Board Game, which will be sold for $20 at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Now, if I'm correct, the word, I believe you write in a word and then you just have people guess it.
In each round, a player designated as the Wordle host writes down a secret word. Just like the original Wordle game, players have six attempts to guess a five-letter word. But in this game, players are competing against others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is what we do every morning. We compete.
So there are no clues as to what the word is?
I'm sure you can spin it off yourself.
It's a stupid game. Stupid.
But I think what happens is it comes with yellow and green little blocks.
Okay, got
it. So I think that as you write, the host will go and place one of these on the correct letters for you.
So you know. Got it.
Now you could play Loodle this way too.
Yeah, let's play that on air.
No, I meant like in the board game.
Oh, yeah.
People should be over Wordle by now.
Oh, no. It's so much fun. Stupid. I got my father-in-law into it. He's like, you do your Wordle today? I said, Mark, I don't Wordle on the weekends.
Stupid game. And by the way, nobody cares about your Wordle score.
Dale says,
stop posting.
Dale says it's stupid, but then when we are over here fighting over a word, what's the first thing he does?
He goes Wordle.com. Over there. And he goes, got it! Got it!
Got it! Got it in two tries!
Solved it!
Solved it. Why haven't y'all got it yet?
Yeah.
Today's a very special day. Today is Aunt and Uncle's Day.
Aw, me.
So big shout out to your aunties and your uncles.
Okay.
Which I'm an uncle.
Yeah, I think all three of us are aunts or uncles. Chase, I know you're an aunt.
Thanks. Last but not least, here's your fun fact. Stop laughing. Here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know in France, it's illegal to disinherit your children? So a particular share of a deceased estate is legally required to be kept for their children.
Wow.
So you can't write them out.
You cannot.
Wow.
I mean, they got everything over there in France. They got macaroons.
Fries.
Baguettes.
Dressing. Yummy.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Who's ready for a little Tuesday trivia?
This. Okay,
don't jump in so fast.
Let me chug my coffee here.
Yeah, this is for you two, okay?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm quizzing you two on this.
Did you know this?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Why'd you make it look like you were quizzing us just a second ago, Dale? The trickery here!
Yeah, see? You're already confused. So if you were born in the Triad or grew up here or been here a while, you should... No, these.
Oh, this is Triad trivia today.
Yeah, and this is from anywhere in the Triad. And I got five questions. We're going to see who does it better.
Is this a buzz in with your name situation?
Correct.
And on a level of difficulty from 1 to 10, 1 being the easiest, 10 being the hardest, how would you rank?
Like I said, if you're from around here, this should be a 1. If you're not, this is going to be a 10. Buzz in with your names. This is a haunted attraction located in Jamestown.
Annie. Lydia's Bridge.
Correct.
She's just faster than I am.
You're good though, Dale. You normally beat me to it.
Faster.
This is a new attraction coming to Greensboro.
Fail. Annie.
That was Dale.
That was Dale.
Top Golf.
Correct. That's a fun fact. Recent fun
it
fact.
It is fun.
All right. No matter where you're going, if you fly out of PTI, you will connect here.
Got it, Dale.
What is it?
Charlotte.
I would take Charlotte or Atlanta.
Yeah, but I almost said Atlanta. I thought it has to be Charlotte.
How is that a Triad fact?
Because no matter where you go out of Greensboro, you're going to Charlotte or Atlanta.
Although there's starting to be more direct flights out of PTI now. Correct. Which is awesome.
Yeah. So, it's not Gate City Boulevard.
Annie
got
High
it.
Point Road.
Wow, we're tied right now. Tiebreaker, are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
Found
Dale.
It.
Dale! I just did that. I did that.
Go ahead and get. Go ahead. I want you to guess. I want you to guess. If you get this right, I will take you out to lunch right now.
All he heard was founded.
You're correct. So he knows it's some sort of business.
Stamey's Barbecue.
Oh.
Let me take a shot in the dark for you. Read it.
All right, go ahead.
Cheerwine.
Wrong.
All right.
Pepsi.
Wrong. That's New Bern.
All right. Go ahead and ask a question.
Founded right here in the Triad. The last restaurant just closed this month.
God, Dale. Hams.
Dale won. It was Hams.
Dale. Kick Rocks.
What does that mean?
Is that it? Is that over?
Hey, Dale, you won.
I'm the champion.
Hey, Dale, look. The highway's over there. It's calling your name. Go jump in it. Go run. Play.
I win again.
She asked me where I was from. I said something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.